what's up? It's DJ Love Cheese from the world famous Man Cow Show, and you're listening to my good pal and radio legend, Ryan Hoppy on the Hoppy Hour.
Wow, thank you. I love when people add the radio legend part. Boost my ego.
This is your program director's favorite radio show. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Let's be honest, they are not cool enough to understand it, but then again, they're as bland as a saltine cracker.
Hey, did you guys miss me? I took a day off.
Question out there. I don't know. I don't really have a funk that. What if I just say I'm grateful to be alive because Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan are not? Man, funk that. And we will get to that. And much more. Today is either going to be a 3-hour show or a 2.5-hour show. But I know a one thing. We're going through it.
In your heart, you know it is right.
Let's go.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in the system.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what yesterday was?
What day is it?
Today is National Hot Enough For Ya Day.
Hot enough for you?
Hot enough for
you? Why would you ask that?
I'm sweating through this blazer.
Hot enough for
ya? Why would you ask such a ridiculous question?
Stew on.
I'm sweating. I'm completely so cool.
Happy National Hot Enough For Ya Day.
It's showtime.
And do you know what today is? Today's gonna be a naughty day.
Don't let July 24th fool you. It's not just any day.
Time for some tequila.
It's National Tequila Day.
Tequila.
It is National Tequila Day, and I'm pretty sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
Tequila slammer.
Where's the lime and the salt, right?
What's tequila?
Lousy tequila.
Gives me a headache.
Happy
National Tequila Day.
Tequila all around.
It's showtime.
Today's show is brought to you by Tomorrow's Show. You'll have to tune in then to find out why. Today's show is brought to you by Today's Show. Remember yesterday when we told you to tune in today? Glad it worked.
Harry Potter star Emma Watson has been banned from driving for 6 months.
Oh, it is.
After speeding because she drove her blue Audi 38 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone in Oxford, England.
Whatever.
Oh, come on, England.
Here comes the long-winded Colbert punchlines.
Barely speeding. Come to America, Emma. 8 miles over the limit is what we do going across the playground.
Terrible. Absolutely unfunny. Wow, why is he getting canceled?
Guys, did you see this? A new report found that the fittest city in America is Arlington, Virginia. Well, once again, the least fit city is Manboob, Iowa. And I don't think the maker of Pop-Tarts and Pringles said that they are removing all synthetic dyes from their foods.
That is.
Yep. People who eat Pop-Tarts and Pringles are like, good, because my health is very important to me.
That is.
This past weekend, when a flight to North Dakota had to abort its landing to avoid mid-air collision with a B-52 bomber that was conducting a flyover at the state fair. Fitting that it was at the state fair, because when that B-52 roared by, everyone on the plane dropped a corn dog in their pants.
Wow, he is terrible. You think that's funny? He's not. Never once made me laugh.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
This is not headline news.
Mariah Carey announced the details of her 16th album. And Nick Cannon announced plans for his 16th child. Southwest Airlines has announced it'll use assigned seating starting January 27th. While Spirit is considering adding a no shirt, no shoes, no service policy.
Whatever.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt are reportedly feuding. Maybe it's just me, but wouldn't it be fun to see them settle things in a mud pit? NFL training camps opened. According to my calculations, the New York Jets are already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. This is not headline news. Comic-Con starts today. If you've never been, it's easy to find. Drive into downtown San Diego and follow the guys in the double XL Captain America t-shirts. A new variety of Coke will use cane sugar. Ironically, if you drink too much of it, you'll lose a foot and need to use a cane. Walmart will expand drone delivery service, which is kind of nonsensical because many Walmart customers drive their homes to Walmart. And Indiana Jones whip auctioned for $525,000. It's probably the most well-known leathery movie artifact other than Clint Eastwood. This is not headline news.
I will keep my radio friend anonymous, but I had a radio friend reach out to me and go, oh my God, and he might not even want me saying this, but he goes, your show is giving me PTSD because I have like a radio friend who listens. And I'm like, why? And he knows the guy that does the not headline news. And I guess he's a very jealous guy, which you can tell by all the punchlines making fun of people for living in cars and that typical boomer behavior. There is a new title for a job called poo inspectors in Toronto. They are provincial offenses officers. Here are a couple of the residents of Toronto talking about it. The poo inspectors.
I don't think that was necessary to change. I don't know why they would change it exactly.
I would change it immediately if I were the person doing that. That's a really weird acronym to have, especially if you're like saying that out loud too and like so proud of it. Like I would not do that.
You know, that girl has the smelliest farts. A delivery driver who was doing a grocery delivery kissed and hugged a woman without her consent. Here is Sabrina Banks talking about what happened.
There are people that have been through things that maybe you don't always fight back because you're scared. He like deeply gazed into my eyes and had marks. So it's like it almost like felt like it was like a control over me or something. I don't want to beat myself up for freezing because I should have said, stop, this is making me uncomfortable. But I just didn't know what to do and I froze.
Yeah, it's called a sociopath taking advantage of women. An influencer accidentally swam through raw sewage that went into her mouth.
I'm having so much fun. I literally don't even feel the cold. That is salty.
First of all, No, I'm not an American tourist.
She would know about saltiness.
That randomly went in the ocean in Cape Town. I'm from South Africa, as you can hear. Secondly, no, I did not get sick. If anything, maybe it even boosted my immune system because I've been feeling great ever since. So who knows? And then something everyone's been asking me is, didn't the smell give it away? Well, no, I didn't actually smell anything when I went into the sea. It just smelled like the normal ocean smells.
Yeah, you know, the ocean doesn't always smell the best. It's very weird whenever you're like at the beach and it's so beautiful, especially if there's like red tide and it just smells like crap. And also, a man in Florida flipped out at a gym when they announced that they were closing. He stripped, ran naked through the gym, tried to set the fire in the bathroom, and hid in a tanning bed. Here are the police finding and apprehending Henry Altunez Alvarado. And he spells his name Henry with two R's.
Sheriff's office, come on with your hands up.
Right there.
Let me see your hands.
Come out now.
They're going to wrap you up.
They're playing some bangers in the background.
Better. All right, you left cheek marks.
They're playing that song. I think it's Chingling, whatever. 856-49 Hoppy. We'll talk about Ozzy Osbourne, almost said Ozzy Guillen, who's a Chicago manager legend in Chicago. Never mind. Ozzy Osbourne pours out. So Ozzy Osbourne died, and Drake poured out some liquor for him. All right. It's more of a visual, so we'll skip that. David Letterman says you can't spell CBS without BS. And he would know about dealing with CBS. Ric Flair says I'm cancer free. Woo. That's good to know. This guy seems like he'd be high maintenance today. Adam Lambert calls it quits with a longtime boyfriend. He just has that look, even though he had that one banger in 2009. I forgot what it's called. He seems a little high maintenance. The Spotify listens of Ozzy Osbourne went through the roof. Record highs on Spotify. It's sad that it always takes someone dying for someone to care. Trick Daddy said, thanks to Ozzy Osbourne for giving a black man his biggest hit. The song, let's go, let's go. If you want it, you can get it. Let me know, let me know. Let's go. I can't play the song, so that was my version. So shout out to Ozzy again. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne. I keep saying Ozzy again. Shout out to Ozzy Osbourne for giving Trick Daddy a hit. Let me see here. Travis Hunter's dad arrested in Florida. He broke his probation. He was too far away from his electric monitoring device for 11 minutes on June 28th. Poor Travis Hunter, man. He's got that annoying broad of a life. He's got him as dad. Bunch of clout chasers. Ooh, we've been recording for 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Make a wish. Musk's AI chatbot, Grok, says Trump is dragging Obama to distract from the Epstein files. That is today in... Hannah Brown, you know, the girl from The Bachelor. Oh, she's freaking hot. She's that girl that had sex like in the... it was like an outhouse or something. I'm misremembering. It was something in like a farmland. She is now married. So good for her. Cardi B, sued by woman, battery, for allegedly battering a woman by striking her with a microphone. I don't know why Cardi B does that stuff. You're just going to have to give up your money. Now, before we talk about Wendy Williams, because I love talking about Wendy Williams. We got to play the Wendy Williams theme song. Every time I go to the club, I ask the DJ to play the Wendy Williams theme song. That or the Steve Harvey theme song, which I'll play in a second. But isn't this song just a bop? She seems to be doing better because she's got Joe Tacopina by her side.
We missed you going in. You look so different outside your work clothes.
Yeah, I got my ASAP Rocky suit, huh?
I love that. So, you know, we have to ask you, Joe, what's next? I mean, you know, what's next in you know, trying to get her out of the guardianship? I know it's a very big question, but...
What's next is hopefully justice. I mean, it's been so long, and I'm not a guardianship attorney. I'm Wendy's personal attorney.
Yeah.
But this process is
a sham. Although her going on radio shows blasting them probably didn't help her cause.
Really despicably slow. Because she's in a facility. And Wendy's Wendy. This is... We've had conversations over the course of 6 months. She's the same Wendy Williams that you know from TV.
Here's the problem. She draws a lot of attention to herself. So her going on to Breakfast Club and all these different shows probably pissed off the facility.
Yeah.
Right? And so she belongs in a facility like, you know, I belong in a facility. Well, actually, that might be a good example. Some might argue I belong in a facility.
Oh, yeah, this guy's got beady. You know he brings it in bed with the women. So, or men.
But this is a person who is in control of her faculties and is a great human being.
Yeah.
And it sickens me, honestly. This is not even...
Yeah, what sickens you?
About a case for me. It's about a cause. And I'm going to do everything.
I just had a birthday and I'm still in guardianship. If that doesn't say enough, I don't know what the...
Oh, you're a little entitled. Shut up and let the lawyer talk, dude.
Now I have a question. How many other people have reached out to you?
He just kissed her hand. I wonder if they're banned.
You asking for your help because when she...
I don't know if I would want to bang on the Williams, man.
People have reached out to you asking for your help because when she had her protest outside of, you know, her building, a lot of people were coming up to me saying, you know, I support Whitney because I'm going through this too with someone I love.
I did.
Have you gotten phone calls from people?
Yes, oh, so many. Right now, my focus is on Wendy. And yes. I have to get her through this.
Yeah. Right.
I'll deal with that later, but I will tell you this.
What?
It is scary, this guardianship process.
Once you get
it really is kind of frightening, I'll be honest.
In
scary.
The vortex of a guardianship proceeding, it's hard to get out. Even
correct.
If you're like Wendy.
Yeah, you know, famous.
She was misdiagnosed.
Man, these paparazzi kissing her ass. Famous. Shut up. Let the guy talk.
Believe me, I had fresco bastados because I am allowed. It's not because I should be. You know,
I
look beautiful because
you do look kind of hot, baby.
But I work out because that's all I do in the building. And
you fired it up.
I know that for a fact.
I've had enough. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. Jessica Alba was seen on and about with her new boy toy, Danny Ramirez. Oh, how long until they have a horrible breakup and it's never her fault? Mm-hmm. Like most women. I'm kidding. Here is Ric Flair talking a little bit about Hulk Hogan dying. I'm not going to play all 9 minutes.
Ric, first of all, I am so, so sorry. This must hit you profoundly.
More than you'll ever know.
Otis. Yeah, he's definitely drunk. Thinking about his own mortality.
People always wanted to paint us as enemies, but we were actually very, very close friends.
Yeah, well, it was wrestling. It was fake.
And,
yeah.
We kept with...
Although, Calta and Hogan, that's true hatred there.
Up with each other on a regular basis, so...
Probably shouldn't have sold the tape, Calta! All right, so there's Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. Akon says he wants to do a celebrity boxing match. Listen, if you want really in-depth coverage on Hulk Hogan, go listen to like Sam Roberts' podcast or something. I don't know a lot about wrestling. I don't even know a lot about the Osbournes. First time I heard about Ozzy, I was in second grade at my Nana's house in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, watching the Osbournes on MTV. Okay? I'm talking about what I know. Akon wants a boxing match.
Akon, let me ask you a question. Would you ever do a celebrity boxing match?
What?
I just...
Man, in my sleep.
I love your attention. Gets my record listens up on Spotify.
I wish.
I got holla at Daniel Feldman, man.
Oh, man. Please invite me in the ring.
Just, would you, hold on. Hold
it
on.
Don't matter.
It don't matter.
He'll take the money.
I promise you it don't.
I just...
You would do a celebrity boxing match.
Bro, it won't be fair.
I see.
Man, I don't know about that. You're like 50. Although Tyson did it.
You throw a guy off the stage, man. That's crazy.
I promise you.
Promise me what? That it don't matter because I'm locked up. I just did two of his songs.
I promise you.
You don't promise me anything, dude. How's that city? That new country you're building, bud? Mm-hmm. I've always been fascinated by the dating app Raya. It's there. It's an elite on there. And we know that rich people, especially women, are pretty weird to talk to. They think they're better than you. So Nikki Bella is on that app known as Raya. She says, I'm on Raya, but dating? I love when women say, oh, I'm on a dating app, bro. I'm dating, but they don't want to admit that they're just sleeping around. But that's just hookups. Here is Nikki Bella talking about Raya.
Well, I signed up for Raya. And
hold up. Full stop. Talk me through everything you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know Raya, the app?
Nope.
Okay, so it's a dating app, but like...
Of course the boomer doesn't.
For people in the industry.
Got it.
So...
Got it.
You...
VIPs.
So you submit an application.
Very important.
Application, but you have to give like your Instagram account. You need to have like referrals. So in your contacts, you can see who's like a part of it.
Okay, I like this.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like not going to ever do a dating
app. This guy's getting hard.
Dating app. But then since I've been back on the road and it kind of...
Gosh, you got a nice chest.
It gets like... lonely in the hotel rooms and not like
it's so lonely.
I want to be on Tinder, but I think it would just be fun to text people.
Well, you can't be on Tinder.
No.
You're probably already on Tinder and it's
no,
not
I've never
you
even done. I've no, never no. even seen
You're not actually on Tinder.
I see what you're saying.
Probably already
fake
on
account.
Yeah.
Man, this podcast is terrible. Mm-hmm. It's proof that not everyone needs one.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Ah, yeah. Here is Soulja Boy with Don't Do Me. I'll do you, baby, though. Okay, does that work for you? Whatever.
Hey, Soulja Boy, I heard you be flexing so hard, Shawty. I heard you ain't got no bank.
Well, Spree, man, I heard you going out the frame, man.
Boy, don't do me, Shawty.
Don't do me, man. Don't try me with that right there, man.
I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing names.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
I heard you a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stink, take a bath.
Don't do me, no. Don't do me, no.
Soulja Boy, so don't do me. Shout it, go ahead with that flexing. I'm cleaning this thing. Look at my necklace. We put up to the club in an all black truck. She holler, don't do me. I hit the hymen on that door. Hey. I think she be hating cause they screaming my name.
Skeet it on that door.
Boy, I made it rain. Shawty, don't do me. I'm playing no game.
I skid it on that old.
Yeah, boy, I made it rain.
I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing ape.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me. I heard
no.
you a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stay, take a bath.
Don't do me. Looking fresh and I got money, stop that hating, just be quiet. Hair did, nails too, looking jazzy on them. Hey. It's a natural born habit, I be stunting every day. Okay. But you already know, Spreezy fire with the music. And I be shining on the daily, didn't know I could do it. But now you know, so let's go, man, don't get me mistaken. Cause I boosted on your shorty, I ain't gone with that. I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing ape.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me. I heard
no.
you a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stink, take a bath.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Don't do me.
Hey.
Don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do. 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 I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing ape.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me. Don't do me. I heard
no.
you a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stink, take a bath.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No. You.
Don't do me. No. Don't do me.
Oh, sure.
No. Don't do me.
I got it.
Don't do me.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it anyway. It's Tequila Day. I got a whiskey dick. Huh. That was weird how that song ended. On a more serious note.
Right now, we're staying on top of breaking news. Just minutes ago, WWE posting a statement regarding the death of wrestler, local legend too, Hulk Hogan. The company posted on X saying, quote, WWE is saddened to learn Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan has passed away. They call him one of the pop culture's most recognizable figures, too. They also say he helped the company achieve global recognition back in the 1980s. WWE is extending condolences to Hogan's family, friends, and fans out there. And within the last 10 minutes, Clearwater Police and Fire Rescue confirming medics were called to his home on Clearwater Beach just before 10 o'clock this morning. They say the nature of that call, cardiac arrest. They also say Hulk Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, was treated there and taken to Morton Plant Hospital, where he died this morning. The 71-year-old lived and has a business in Clearwater Beach, and right now we have a crew on the way to get...
Oh, I'm sure they love that there's no privacy. Here he was at the Republican National Convention.
You know, when I look out and I see all the real Americans, I think about how Donald Trump, his family was compromised.
By what, going to Epstein parties?
When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised.
Why, because he went broke?
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero?
I thought your hero was Mike Kelton. He got you $200 million.
And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough!
Yeah.
I said, let Trumpamania...
He's ripping on his shirt.
Run wild, brother. Let Trumpamania rule again. Let Trumpamania make America great again.
And then here's how it's going.
Donald Trump's wedding to Marla Maples in 1993 was a grand affair at the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan.
How cute!
The guest list was a who's who of the rich and famous, and among them was none other than Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, I thought he didn't hang out with him. You MAGA, you're all a bunch of mutants, if you think nothing happened there.
There he is, in a newly unearthed photo.
Also, look up Jeffrey Epstein, Planet Hollywood. Trump was having Ivanka sit on his lap in 1993 while Epstein was right behind him.
Entering the reception hall.
We know that Trump and Epstein were friends during this period. This is really the first time that it's actually been reported that Trump invited Epstein to his wedding.
Oh, but I thought he didn't know him.
The photos were uncovered by CNN. They also discovered this new image from...
That's the one I'm talking about!
...from that same year. It's Trump with Epstein at the opening of a restaurant.
Planet Hollywood.
Trump's children, Eric and Ivanka, are also there. And here's Trump chatting with Epstein.
At the event, Ivanka looks so freaking scared.
Here's Trump chatting with Epstein at a Victoria's Secret fashion show in...
Oh, I thought he didn't know him. The same Victoria's Secret shows where he would make girls that were underage show him their bodies.
1999. Melania is there. This was after he divorced Marla Maples and before he and Melania got married.
I wonder what Trump's like in bed, if he brings any effort or if he's just small the energy.
The photos and video were all taken many years before Epstein was exposed as a pedophile.
Yeah, you know, back when, like, things were allowed, you know what I mean? Before we became aware of creeps.
But they're sparking fresh speculation about the depth of Trump's friendship with Epstein.
They were joined at the hip.
Stacey Williams briefly dated Jeffrey Epstein in 1993.
What a weird person to date.
She's a former Sports Illustrated
swimsuit
model.
How would you describe Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump's relationship back then?
He always had anecdotes and would say, Donald, I just did this and we did that and I had to go here. You know, they were just...
Oh, but MAGA, I thought he didn't know him.
Clearly close friends and did everything together.
Trump hung up on CNN when they called to ask him...
Oh, of course, because you're a coward. You can rip into everybody else, but when people rip into you, it's because you're a bully and a douchebag.
About the newly unearthed images.
He sort of paused for a second and then said, you've got to be kidding me.
You dumb boomer.
Before calling CNN fake news and then hanging up on me.
Oh, wow. That's because he's guilty. He knows he's guilty. And all the MAGA that you love this guy. You're all stupid.
A Trump spokesperson says these are nothing more than out of context frame grabs of innocuous videos and pictures of widely attended events to disgustingly infer something nefarious.
All right. What about the 25 rape allegations? Are those all just nothing?
You're going to be getting big D's in prison.
Kaylee Gonsalves' family didn't hold back at Brian Koberger's sentencing.
I know people use the word psychopath a lot, but oh my God, if I've never seen somebody, I've never seen somebody with less of a soul than this guy. There is nothing going on in that head of his. He's a loser.
As Koberger was sentenced to life in prison for the 2022 murders.
Also, he's going to be in solitary confinement. He ain't getting D.
Of University of Idaho students.
He'll be touching his D, but that's different.
Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, and Xander Kernodle. Kaylee's mom, Christy Gonsalves, shared a scathing victim impact statement, telling Brian in the Ada County District Courtroom July 20.
Why did we get courtroom footage of this? But nothing with Trump, nothing with Epstein. Did he? That's sketchy.
Third,
you are entering a place where no one will care who you are and no one will ever respect you. You will be forgotten, discarded, used, and erased.
Spicy woman, Jan.
You will always be remembered as a loser, an absolute failure. And when those prison doors slam shut behind you, I hope that sound echoes in your heart for the rest of your meaningless days.
I love it.
I'm confident that the men in prison will have their way with you in more ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
You're
the kind of a pretty boy in a weird way. Get over here, sing my name.
Finally get what you wanted, physical touch.
Get that piece of garbage. Makes all men look bad.
Just probably not how you were expecting it.
She also included
I wonder if he is a virgin.
Message from one of Kaylee's sisters.
Quick message from our youngest daughter. Aubrey wanted to say, you may have received A's in high school and college, but you're going to be getting big D's in prison.
30-year-old Koberger, who will complete 4 consecutive life sentences for the killings.
That's a long time.
Remained stoic and only blinked at the remark.
I don't even think it's Kaylee's stoic. Don't use that word stoic, because I'm stoic, because I've gone through trauma and I'm a nice enough person. I hate when people describe, because being stoic doesn't mean you're emotionless. It means you're calm and you deal with whatever. He's not stoic. He's a psychopath.
Her sister, Olivia Gonsalves, also delivered her own blistering takedown of the defendant, who previously accepted a plea deal that would spare him from the death penalty if he pleaded guilty to the 4 killings at the off-campus residence.
I wonder what it's like being his lawyer, just being around that dish, man.
And 1 count of burglary, and waived his right to appeal.
How does it feel,
yeah, to
know the only thing you failed more miserably at than being a murderer? Is trying to be a rapper. Did you recently start shaving or manually pulling out your eyebrows? Did you truly think your Amazon purchase was untraceable because you used a gift card? If you were
he's pretty stupid.
Really smart. Do you think you'd be here right now?
Spicy, I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, 856. 49 Hoppy. We're going to move on from that. I don't feel like talking about murder all day.
The astronomer HR exec allegedly caught canoodling with CEO Andy Byron.
Allegedly? It's pretty obvious. What are they doing? Team building?
The Coldplay concert last week appears to still have her job, even after Byron was forced to swiftly resign over the scandal.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
People officer Kristen Cabot is on leave, but hasn't been publicly given the boot over liability concerns.
She gets the boot.
As, according to legal experts, it's not so easy to dump employees just because of ugly headlines. Cabot's fate at the New York...
So then why did he quit? If this broad doesn't get in trouble...
...based data science company is still murky, although employment lawyers also threw cold water on any possible sexual harassment case or similar claims.
Whatever, she's just a skank, that's all it is.
Attorney Nicole Brent...
A home wrecker!
...he said, in a...
Oh my God, it could be HR, but it'd be HW, home wrecker.
Real world big company, you can't just fire someone because the headlines are ugly. There are likely contracts, internal investigations, and legal issues involved.
Here's why I don't believe them. If she was just seen cheating with somebody out and about, that's different. But it's her boss.
HR greenlit what happened with Coldplay and their supporting paper trail. Heads will likely roll. It just might take a few more days before the axe drops.
Yeah, she definitely makes his head roll.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing nothing but a tie when Taylor comes home.
Travis Kelce is sharing insight into his date nights with girlfriend Taylor Swift. Just over a month after the Kansas City Chiefs player revealed watching the movie Pretty Woman was at the top of the list for
God, he went from being like such a badass in the nightclub with that cloud chaser Kayla Nicole to this.
His and Taylor's date nights, he and brother Jason Kelce shared their reviews of the film on the July 23rd episode of their New Heights podcast.
Whatever.
And what would happen if one were to, as they said, flip the script?
I think the only way to gauge it is to flip the script. I think we need to make Pretty Man.
Pretty Man.
And we need to have a seat.
What happened to you, dude? Why is there every guy that dates Taylor, her long-ass body count? It's undiscussed, Dad, and Kristen Cavallari's. Mm-hmm. When Kim Kardashian has a long body count, oh, she's a slut. But when they do it, oh, they're just exploring their sexuality. Why is it that Taylor Swift makes all men beta?
CEO, billionaire woman.
I'm in on
this. Be so high class that she doesn't know where she's going.
But it was that first comment about being with a billionaire woman that caught Jason's attention.
Duh, she's a billionaire.
To know how to drive a car.
You're living Pretty Man right now.
That's pretty embarrassing. Here's this.
Ed Kelce is still starstruck 2 years into son Travis Kelce's romance with Taylor Swift.
God, has it really been 2 years?
The 74-year-old dad detailing life in the spotlight on July 21st, with Ed admitting to the Daily Mail, Trav's high-profile relationship borders on the surreal.
Yeah, it's gotta be weird. Your kid's growing up, you know, playing football, and now he's the most famous person.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Oh yeah, she has no butt.
Pretty crazy when you stop to think about it.
Whatever.
Ed and Tay, who've been snapped celebrating side by side at NFL games, forging a bond after the Grammy winner and Super Bowl champ came together in 2023. Quote, she is a very special person, one of the most giving and caring people ever met.
Wonder if she has his teeth.
The comments coming as Tay's guy on the Chiefs kicks off yet another season.
All right, there's, let's see what's going on here.
As the White House looks to quiet a MAGA-led uproar over its handling of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, the Trump DOJ's second-in-command now says he will seek information from Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's currently serving a 20-year sentence on sex trafficking charges and is appealing her conviction.
I shared this story the other day. It's still on my Instagram. By the time you're listening, it'll probably be gone. But it was this really pretty girl with this TikTok sound. Let me play it for you right here.
Everybody, that a bunch of really rich, powerful men abused a bunch of little girls, and the only person doing time for it is a woman.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty important.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche posting Tuesday, the FBI and DOJ will hear what she has to say. I anticipate meeting with Miss Maxwell in the coming days.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Shut up, Trump. You know all about her, dumb bitch.
Days.
Yeah, I don't know about it, but I think it's something that would be, sounds appropriate to do, yeah?
Yeah, you know, just sweep it under the rug, release the MLK stuff, talk about Obama, talk about everything else, because I don't want to talk about myself being a probable pedophile.
Her attorney confirming talks with the DOJ, adding, we are grateful to President Trump for his commitment to uncovering the truth in this case.
There's no truth when it comes to Trump, man.
The House Oversight Committee also voting Tuesday to subpoena her testimony. In the past, Trump has offered well wishes for Maxwell, making these comments in 2020.
I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, but I wish her well.
No, you know, you wish her to go away. Because we all know you're a creep.
How would you characterize your current relationship with Jax?
Horrible.
Really?
No.
You're never the problem, you little brat.
Trust whatsoever.
Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor are far from being friendly exes.
You need to get over it. You got an autistic kid you gotta take care of. You're over here being a dumb broad.
1 year after Brittany filed to divorce Jax after...
And you banged his friend! Like the promiscuous woman you are.
5 years of marriage, the Valley star shares a shocking update on their separation during the July 22nd episode of Watch What Happens Live.
Whatever.
When Jax was on Watch What Happens Live, he said your divorce was set to be finalized July 21st, which was yesterday. Are you now officially divorced?
Unfortunately, no.
You know, she's the one holding it up.
Why?
We both like didn't send in all of our stuff at the right time. It was like, it's a lot of stuff I have.
Yeah, you're stupid.
And so October 15th.
And as for how she and Jax are getting along now, well, Brittany says it's not great.
How would you characterize your current relationship with Jax?
Horrible.
Yeah, that's a you problem. He's tried to say he's clean, but you hold it against him because you're a sociopathic moron.
Really?
No trust whatsoever.
Yeah, he slept with his friend. You sleep around on it. When he does it, he's the villain. But when you do it, you're exploring your sexuality. Shut up.
Install cameras in his house. Is he?
No, he never. He never did that. He that was a storyline for him. So he lied about that.
I'm sick of you, you pig.
Who's spent a night at his house yet?
Maybe 10 times in the past year and a half, 2 years.
I feel stupider listening to her.
Okay.
So he's with me 24/7.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I love. Yes. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah.
And of course not. You're a pig.
Congratulations, Pete.
Thanks. Here's Pete Davidson talking about what type of dad he wants to be.
You have long said that it has been your dream of having a child. So how are you feeling about fatherhood now that the reality is kicking in? And what kind of father do you hope you can be?
Well, I couldn't be more excited. As you know, it's been my dream forever since I was a little kid. The baby's mother is one of my favorite people to ever.
I love Pete Davidson. He's got that beady.
For exist ever. She's going to be a great mom. And I'm just stoked. And I hope to be the dad that I hope that I would have. You know, so.
That's all you can ask for. And congratulations. That's just such exciting news. Thank you.
James is also a great dad.
I know.
I hope so.
Yeah. You've known this gentleman here since what? He was 14 or 15 working at a restaurant?
Yes, he was a busboy. And I was eating at the restaurant. And he came by. And we've been friends for 15 years or more. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. And look at you now. You're watching this young man. And grow up into a new father, and then here you are collaborating together in a very dramatic turn for you, mister.
Oh, yes. Yeah, really.
Very dramatic, yeah.
What was the experience like for you?
It was amazing. I knew him before. He was, everybody knew this extremely funny man on SNL.
Right.
I knew him as a very soulful young man, so I knew he could do this, and he did it, and I think people will be blown away at what a great actor he is.
Yeah. It's like, all right, Pete Davidson, you got it going on.
I could hang in there.
You can hang in there always. And here you are hanging out in this real-life abandoned retirement.
All right, so he made a new movie called The Home. So that's cool. What's going on? All right. Here.
I think my boobs stayed in, so that's good.
Jessica Simpson has an unexpected wardrobe malfunction on the Today Show and handles it like a pro. The singer made her return to the Today Show Plaza for the first time in nearly 20 years. And while singing her song, Use My Heart Against Me, she strutted around the stage in a corseted dress, feathered skirt, and sparkling silver jacket.
Whatever.
But the top of her strapless gown went a little rogue mid-song, since one side of it came down to reveal Jessica's pink padded bra. But the show went on, and in a follow-up interview, the celeb noted the oops, saying, meh, it could have been worse.
It's insane, and of course, like, I had, like, a malfunction here and everywhere, but it's okay.
But everyone, I think my boobs stayed in, so that's good.
Audience!
And while there were some jitters about being in front of such a large crowd again, Jessica handled that with ease as well.
I felt just a calling to just use my voice again in a whole different way. Like, I was working on the collection for so long and still am, but I don't know. There's just something inside of me that always has to sing, and now I'm ready to be doing it on.
Yeah, you have a lot of things inside of you. All right, what's going on here?
What's life like now? Are you interested in dating? Can I set you up with anybody?
I'm slightly terrified. Please.
I can set you up.
I totally jumped on that.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson,
bunch of laughing morons,
and sharing her dating preferences post-divorce. The singer stopping by Today with Jenna and friends July 23rd, with the 45-year-old detailing life after she and Eric Johnson called it quits.
Thank God Eric can date someone that's got class.
I am single, very into... Like, I'm ready. My
backdoor turn
type of person is a one of a kind.
Like, okay.
I don't have like a look or anything like that. I just like for somebody to be individually who they are.
Okay.
And, like, exude confidence without the ego.
Jess also telling the Studio 1A crew about their turmoil.
When you say ego, are you talking about yourself?
Inspiring new music. As the exes went their separate ways after 10 years of marriage, the two now co-parent their three kids Maxwell, Ace, and Birdie.
It was incredibly healing. I was in Nashville. It was a crazy time for me. And trying to just inspire myself to get back up there, have the courage.
All right, you do you, Boom. I'm getting bored.
I promised my kids, I was like, I want to be there as much as I possibly can, and that's why I had to quit The Voice.
Yeah, well, 2 years after walking away to prioritize her kids and a move to Manhattan for her talk show, Kelly has returned to L.A. for...
She's sick of the kids! I think she's sick of herself.
Season 29's All-Star Battle of Champions.
But this time, got some tricks up our sleeve, y'all get ready.
Kelly will be joined...
She's the worst, man.
...by Adam Levine and John Legend. A source tells ET the season is already in production, and today is the last day of blind auditions.
All right, I'll be sure not to watch.
Kelly Clarkson debuts her new Chopped Bob hair transformation. When the singer announces that she is returning to The Voice in spring 2026 for season 29, she also debuts her shorter hairdo. In a July 22nd Instagram video, alongside fellow returning coaches John Legend and Adam Levine, Kelly rocks the shoulder-length bob while sporting a loose-collared white button shirt, black pants, and matching black pumps.
Is she going through a bisexual era? By the way, girls that have short hair, it's not as good as long hair, trust me. I love long hair.
The 40.
All right, we already heard that. What's going on here?
Good morning.
Is that me?
Is that Dad? Dada.
What?
Say good morning.
Good morning.
A bittersweet video resurfacing after news broke that rock legend Ozzy Osbourne died at the age of 76 on Tuesday. This clip posted by his daughter Kelly just...
Here's the thing. Ozzy could not be around people that was sick, and Kelly's sick in this clip. I'm not saying Kelly killed her dad, but maybe it was not the smartest idea.
Days earlier, making the rounds online. Ozzy in good spirits, getting in some family time with his grandson, Kelly's kiddo, Sydney.
Good morning.
All right. It's very hard to watch that, knowing he's dead. What's going on with this pig?
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are saying goodbye to their UK farmhouse.
I love how right when the Diddy trial ends, they're coming back. Oh, we moved there because of Trump. Well, if that was the case, you would have moved there in 2016. You were hiding because Diddy was your cuddle buddy, as you like to say, you moron.
The former talk show host and actress revealed to the Wall Street Journal July 22nd that they are listing their Cotswolds estate for about $30 million. The announcement comes less than a year after the couple relocated from California to England.
Because of the Diddy trial, because she's probably a creep.
The couple purchased the estate for about $20 million in the spring of 2024 and completed extensive renovations. So are the couple returning to the U.S. and that's the reason for the move? Nope. It's actually horses. Turns out they've already moved into another more contemporary home nearby with an...
Whatever, I'm sick of those morons.
Tia Mori is setting the record straight about her parenting journey as she and ex-husband Corey Hardrick, who called it quits in 2022 after 14 years of marriage, continue to co-parent their two kids, Cree and Cairo. The actress reacts to the backlash for calling herself a, quote, single mom.
She is a single mom. I'm not going to even give this headline a time of day. She's not with somebody, so she's a single mom.
I just feel like if I don't do it, it doesn't get done. I'm insane.
Khloe Kardashian confessing it's a thin line between organized and overboard. The Good American founder shared planning secrets on her Khloe in Wonderland podcast posted July 23rd. The 42-year-old detailed the many checklists and multiple meal preps completed before her work trips, with Coco admitting to days-long planning ahead of leaving daughter True and son Tatum.
True.
I make True's lunches. She has to have two snacks every day and da-da-da. I know how she likes things done. So for school, I pre-do the lunches for the length of my trip, the snacks for the length of my trip. I label everything Tuesday, Wednesday, like whatever. I check the weather to do her uniforms. Is this one a legging day? Is this a bike short day? And for Tatum, it's different because he's not in school. So I read him bedtime books every
day. Yeah, she's actually a good mom.
Day, and I know the bedtime books he likes. And so... you know, we leave those out and it's just specific.
Khloe also saying the prep will...
I love Khloe. She seems like she actually cares. Unlike her deadbeat ex-husband Tristan.
Probably double once Tatum starts school, telling fans she's well aware it's a lot to tackle, but she won't be apologizing for caring too much about.
If you're saying you don't need to apologize, don't even bring it up.
About her kids.
I'm a control freak.
We know, honey.
I micromanage.
We know, honey.
Everyone know how to do this if I don't do it?
I don't know. You need to get over that. But then again, look at who your mom is.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
In honor of Hulk Hogan dying, I've actually always been a fan of Brooke Hogan's music. I think she didn't get a fair chance in music. I can't play her song About Us because it's copywritten, but here's everything to me. Brooke Hogan, rest in peace to your father. I think it's time her music has a resurgence. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, yeah. This following segment's been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around. Southeast Botanicals, 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. And that's for Bula. If you go there and you tell Colin I sent you, he'll hook you up with the best kava and kratom around. 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. The best women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. He's gone. WestChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Go there and tell him I sent you. Deezy Beezy Honey at DeezyBeezyHoney.com. Oh yeah, you want the best Delta 8 CBD honey around? Go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout, use promo code HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. This is being brought to you by Fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com for the best pre and post-workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20. And then we got to get a little manly in here. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. At RichKBarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. That's in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Go to RichKBarber.com, and when you sign up, I tell them I sent you. You need help with your mental health? Go to counselingoncall.net and tell them I sent you. All right. I dedicate this, a funk that, to bed, morning radio. Question. To the morning hosts out there that do the fake dating segments and then get mad when I talk about it. If you're going to do something fake, people are going to call you out on that. Man, funk that. Da, 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 da. I know it drives you nuts, but maybe you shouldn't have messed with me.
Hey, it's Greg up here in New England from Greg in the Morning Buzz, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Door is closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ryan Hoppy on the mic,
yeah.
Breaking down the scenes.
Oh, sure.
NBA drama.
Whatever.
Living out the dreams. Ex-wives wildin'. Stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs all in on the schemes. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Tyrese Halliburton went on the Pat McAfee show and shared some insight into what he instantly thought about after tearing his Achilles in that Game 7. And how he couldn't believe that Kobe walked after tearing his.
I will tell you though, after I got hurt, I was on the ground, I was like, let me walk. Kobe walked, I'm walking. So when I got up and went to take a step, there was no chance.
I'm not doing it.
I was like, don't touch me, I'm gonna walk. And when I went to move my leg, it's like dead weight on the end of your leg. So it's like, the fact that Kobe shot a free throw and walked off,
yeah,
it's unbelievable.
That's that Mamba mentality.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a book, a movie, a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And certain guys have, you know, walked off.
We know
that. When I went to take a step, that's when the guys threw the towel over me because my face was just like...
Poor guy. What's going on here?
Jrue Holiday rented his house in Milwaukee to Damian Lillard after they were traded for one another and after a game in Boston. They were seen chopping it up and fans were so confused what they were talking about. But Damian Lillard has finally revealed what it was about and it's quite funny.
Oh,
There was a report that you actually reached out to Drew after he got traded to Portland and spoke like fondly of the franchise. Is that true? And what was that conversation like?
Yeah, he was, because when I lived in Milwaukee, I rented his house for 2 years. So I actually had been renting his house for the last 2 years. So we talked a lot. Like, I was complaining to him about the Wi-Fi. Like, it's a clip online of, like, I shake his hand. We played him in Boston, and we had an interaction. And people was like, well, and he was literally talking about his Wi-Fi at his house.
I love Damian Lillard.
So, he reached out just about, like, areas, like, to live in and stuff like that. And a little bit about the organization, and I told him, like, I love Portland. I live in Portland. My family's in Portland. And it's a place when people come here to play, it's probably raining. They're here for a night. You know, it's gray skies. You don't really see much. I was like, I'm from California, and I've been living here for the last 13 years. So, I mean, I think once you get here and you get on the ground, you know, you learn to like it.
I hope he can somehow give that city a championship. He won't. NBA Zach Edey cuts a plea deal for a reckless driving case. He was going over 100 miles per hour in Indiana, which there are cops everywhere. You cannot speed in Indiana. Here is Shaq talking about the Villages. You know where all the sluttery goes on in Florida? Here we go.
Myself all the time. I have 7 summers left to where I'm 60 years old. 7 summers.
This is what you got to think. I got 7 summers, but what am I going to do at the end of the 7th summer? Where am I going to be?
I'm going to be 60, and hopefully I'm not in the old folks' home. I mean, because I tell my kids all the time, I don't want you taking care of me.
You know, we say that now till we get to that state problem.
No, I don't want them taking care of me.
What's the dream scenario? You got, like, nurses taking care of you. You got, like, a state-of-an-art wheelchair.
It really is weird to think that that's what Shaq's got to look forward to. Like, it's over.
There. What do you got?
The dream scenario, there's a place in Orlando called the Villages. Villages is an old folks' home, but they have the highest rate of STDs. I want to be there.
There's been a lot of talk in the media recently about Kobe Bryant and his career, in particular this Bleacher Report ranking of the top 100 NBA players.
Screw Bleacher Report. They haven't mattered since 2015.
All-time ranking Kobe number 11. And Kyrie Irving on his Twitch stream went off on the media for their Kobe disrespect.
I'm not letting people revise history. I'm not letting people come on and talk about Kobe like Kobe wasn't one of the best.
5 rings, bruh.
That not only played, but that came in as a 17-year-old against grown men. And by the time this man was 22 years old, he had a few championships and he was busting the best of the best ass. If y'all don't knock that shit off, I'm talking to y'all at home, the fucking media talking heads, the ones that casually throw names around like, bro, you don't knock it off.
Oh, sure.
You weren't like that. It's okay. Not everybody could be Kobe.
I love them.
Not everybody could wear those size, you know what I mean, size shoes that he had. Yeah, I'm not going down into detail about.
Me neither. I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
I have a saying: if I'm bored, you're bored.
Yo, it's happy hour. We about to go live. Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On happy hour where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix. Bringing the fix.
And now a registered sex offender is back in jail this morning accused of stalking a 13-year-old girl in Sarasota.
This is why sex offenders need to be put to death. There's no fixing them.
Sarasota police say Mark McGoldrick tried to lure the child into his car on Sunday evening. They say she recorded it and later identified him from a photo lineup. Detectives say over the past year, McGoldrick went up to the girl numerous times at her school bus stop.
All right. May he a burn in hell. 856-49. Happy.
I'm Josh Benson.
And I'm Stacey Scheibel. Thank you for joining us. School starts in Manatee County in less than 3 weeks, and police in Bradenton are reminding drivers to take it slow in school zones.
Yeah, this year, speed zone cameras will be active in city limits, clocking speeding drivers. And News Channel 8's Allison Henning breaks down some of the schools where police saw some of the highest speeds.
Just
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get people that speed near schools. You're morons.
Outside of Seabreeze Elementary School, police say cameras caught a driver going 78 miles per hour. That's 50 miles per hour over the posted speed limit.
School speed zone cameras were up and active across Manatee County last school year. This March, the county suspended its program, but the city of Bradenton did not. So starting August 11th, these cameras will be active outside of 10 schools within city limits.
Those mutants are going to get caught.
From 30 minutes before school up until 30 minutes after students are released for the day. Last school year, these cameras issued more than 12,300 violations.
I think it really is startling when you see...
Oh, it's Meredith Sensulo. Ah, she's so hot.
The actual speeds that drivers are going on...
Hey, baby.
...on residential streets in the middle of the day.
All right, there's them. You know she's so freaking hot. 856-49 Hoppy.
St. Petersburg released a new timeline for the repairs at the Trop. Work is starting to get underway to allow the Rays to play the...
They did this 9 months later. That's how cheap and pathetic Steinberg is.
Their season opener at the stadium in April.
And it comes as the new owner may soon be purchasing the team. And
they need a new owner so badly. The Rays fans that do exist deserve better. All four of you.
No one's quite certain yet where he wants the team to play in the future down the road. We shall see. News Channel 8's Jeff Patterson looking into all that. He's at
What up, Jeff?
Tropicana Field for us tonight, Jeff.
Good evening, Keith and Jen. Well, if you look behind me, you may be able to see the blue netting that they are just...
Yeah, the same roof they used linen to cover during the worst hurricane in a century.
...starting to put up to allow work to begin to...
I don't know why they waited so long. You could have built a local economy hiring people. Oh, that's right. The Rays are cheap.
Reinstall the roof here at Tropicana Field, and it's a tight timeline as they hope to have the team playing here next year.
They hope. You literally could have been working on it since November. You could have had like 18 months. Now you got like 9 months.
This is just the start.
Pathetic.
Putting up safety netting so workers can begin the task of putting new roofing material on the Trop. The roof of the stadium was ripped to shreds during Hurricane Milton.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Forcing the team to play this season at Steinbrenner Field.
And they have to beg the Yankees to matter. They have to go, please, Yankees, let us play with you. The same team that's in your same division, your rivals.
In Tampa. The price.
If that's not pathetic, I don't know what is.
Tag of the roof repair, at least $23 million.
Oh, and isn't Steinberg worth like almost $1 billion? Oh, but he's a cheap bastard.
With the total repair cost of the stadium, a staggering $56 million.
Why is he not paying it? Oh, he doesn't even pay Blake Snell. And the local media is so afraid of losing their press pass that they kiss his ass.
On his face, it's just wasteful.
Of course, not everyone is in favor, including City Councilman Richie Floyd.
Hell yeah, Richie, speak up, bruh.
Even Mayor Ken Welch says the repair price tag is large.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But in an interview several months ago, he told us the city had no choice.
Yeah, they're kind of stuck in this weird situation with an owner that doesn't even want to be in this area. And there's no deal in Tampa. I'm the whistleblower. It makes everyone mad. There was never a deal in Tampa.
Nobody would want a repair of that cost at this point in the life of that stadium. But that is what the contract requires us to do.
Oh, that poor contract. Oh, aren't you guys going to go to Tampa with all your Tampa deals? Oh, wait, that's right. It was leverage for St. Pete.
But at least one St. Petersburg business owner is happy.
Fergs, I love the wings there. Mm-hmm. Although when it's crowded and you got to piss, oh my God.
The repair work is finally underway.
One of the happiest days of my life.
That's some positive in this situation. You got the local sports media kissing the ass of the Rays. You got the pathetic Rays, but hey, shout out to Fergs.
Mark Ferguson, who owns the popular Ferg Sports Bar across from the stadium, is happy the team will play ball here again and wants to see them keep playing here for a very long time.
Yeah. Like I was told by some people that worked at the Rays, we just want to be in St. Pete for 30 years so we can pay for our kids' schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be up to the new owner what he wants to do. If he wants to do the big development, let's look at that again.
Of course.
If he doesn't, let's renovate Tropicana Field and give him a...
Why does he have more common sense than the owner? Too bad Fergs isn't the one that owns it.
15 to 20 year lease.
All right, there's that. By the way, there was never a deal in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, a lot of people hate that I say that, but I'm not going to lie to my audience. You guys are the ones that do.
Mm-hmm.
First to 10, it is an image that breaks your heart. Troopers are now looking for the person who dumped this dog on the side of I-275 this morning.
You're a loser if you do that.
He was left in a crate in the blaring sun without food or water.
Poor baby.
Fox 13's Jennifer Vegas joins us in the newsroom tonight. Jennifer, you actually met the dog today. How's he doing?
Allie, much better than you'd expect. The dog...
He's a good boy.
...who will soon be named Neiman after the FHP trooper who saved him is uninjured and in good spirits. When I saw him, his tail was wagging. He even knew how to sit on command, so...
Good boy.
Someone must have trained him.
Not really.
It's hard to believe.
This little guy... We call him a lowrider because he is, you know, very short on leg.
But just hours before this moment, this dog...
Maybe he's better off not being with that loser owner.
Was found.
I bet that person was listening to Kelta.
Found abandoned in a crate on the side of I-275 near East Bears Ave Wednesday morning. No food, no water, and no shade.
When they found the dog, unfortunately, he was covered in fecal matter. We don't know how long he had been on the side of I-275.
Fortunate.
God, there's no good people in this Bay Area. A lot of scumbags.
Lee, a woman contacted FHP, noticing his white belly. When Hillsborough County Animal Control and FHP trooper Daniel Neiman Jr. arrived, this is what they found.
With a heat index well into the 100s today, that could have been very, very catastrophic for this poor little dog.
Well, I'm glad he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah! Here is LAP Bogus Boys. I should probably talk into the microphone with Chi-Town Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sean Mack, Bogus Boys collaboration. You dig? We keep it all Chi-Town, you understand? Because we getting money. Sean Mack, Premier. You dig? Don't feed the killers. Don't forget to check out Bogus Boys. MySpace.com/Bogus Boys Infrared. You dig? Sean Mack, Premier, Chi-Town. Let's do it.
Raised on the south side of Chicago. Gang bang all my life, nigga, all I know. Moving on the hop on the beef song. My teacher asked me what I wanna be. Said the G for the beast on. Never false flag from the load of the wild hunters. Neutron killer, nigga, you either ride under. The 5 or the 6, and you better know your lick when you walk up in the county and they ask what you is. All well, GD, Vice Lord, that King, BDMC, New Breed, Spanish D. Living by the creed in the state of Illinois. Chief still pulling rank on the streets from in the joint. I've been appointed a position of authority within this organization. You don't want to war me. So act accordingly before I put it in effect. You catch a up in violation if you disrespect.
Laying in the ditch, ain't nobody playing bitch. Cock it back and spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Chi-Town. From the hunters to the low, east to west and to the pro. Motherfucker lay it low. Everybody say it.
We in the middle of the action. In the midst of the gunfights and stabbing, you better have that card with you on your pass. Cause we are making express spot gas, fantastic. Got an axe in the Illinois boys grinding. I don't think a nigga out here who will really drive it. See, I'm highly respected. You know the way we see gangster, investor, invest. I got board member status, well connect. And we believe in the chairman we elect. The force to be wrecked. You got a death wish, you go against your brain. Time to die now. We got rules and regulations in the Chi-Town.
ain't laying in the ditch. Ain't nobody playing, bitch. Cock it back and spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Shot time. The hundreds to the low, to west to the pro, motherfucker lay it low, everybody say it, yo.
Shit, I don't know what you heard, all I know is to carry yourself accordin' when you come to Chicago. Make sure you understand that we gangbangers, we don't care about no damn rap. But on that note, let's get this shit straight. I ain't the one to lip box, switch it back and forth on a mixtape. Even though you say that's hip hop, but nigga, I don't play. A motherfucker, this county gon' get pop. Nah, I ain't waving a threat. I'm just letting you know when the dough, I'm as gangster as it get. Now play with it like you think I'm joking. We'll come shoot your town up. Bounce on the first thing, smoke it. Smoke, Charlie, it's that real. I'm telling you, don't let this fucking rap shit get your ass killed. Goofy, that beef ain't shit to me. Especially when I just signed the deal. I need the publicity.
Shut in the ditch, ain't nobody playing, bitch. Cock it back and spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Shot time. From the hundreds to the low, east to west to the pro, motherfucker lay it low. Everybody say it, yo. Shot time. Many laying in the ditch, ain't nobody playing, bitch. Cock it back and spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Shot time. The hundreds to the low, to west to the pro, motherfucker lay it low, everybody say it, yo.
That begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Are you looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? quantumsquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, ryanhoppyradio.com, ryanhoppyradio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone of autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
You guys ready for the last segment? I am.
Hey, hi, this is Tom Griswold from The Bob and Tom Show, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Why? I have no idea.
Your side chick's favorite show is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Door is closing.
Something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy Hour.
Me, I'm Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour.
Stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Today on TMZ.
John Stewart, all fire and brimstone. He went in on CBS.
Shut up, you beta male.
Go f*** yourself! John Stewart went off of the decision to...
Unlike your friend, Colbert, you're actually funny, John.
Cancel Stephen Colbert show. CBS Paramount has said it's a financial decision, but other late night shows are losing even more money. They may be on the chopping block too.
I hope they are. They're terrible.
Plus, have somebody you know watch late night television.
Huh? When you're in hotels only.
Oh, I watch other things in hotels.
Incredibly sad news. Ozzy Osbourne has died at the age of 76.
What a life, though. Black Sabbath, his solo career, the Osbournes.
I knew him from Osbournes.
To survive with the addiction issues that he had, all the problems that he had, to just survive in life is an accomplishment. To keep evolving and changing and growing and continuing to be relevant is unheard of.
Megyn Kelly came for Jennifer Lopez. So there was a video where...
Megyn Kelly's just a jealous pig.
You see J-Lo dancing all over these guys, and Megyn Kelly is saying she sees J-Lo as a soft porn star.
Is she pearl clutching?
We all dance like this. If you weren't like backing it up and sweating profusely, you didn't have a good night out.
Oh my God, is she going to three somewhere?
What were you backing up?
Billy Joel surprised some fans in New York.
Amen, big fan.
He is such a legend. He has famously dated women 30 years younger than him.
I went out with Alexa last night, and she was chatting it up with some cute guy. He just graduated high school. And she's like, never mind.
He's going to Harvard, though.
And he was a football.
All right, I'm getting bored of listening to these broads. 856-49-HOPPY.
We should work on our bodies, too.
Borat bod, be gone.
Nice.
All right, so it's just Sacha Baron Cohen. Cohen, he's ripped. Like, out of his mind ripped. Definitely a midlife crisis. I hate this moron. Candace Owens makes all Republicans look bad, and even her own race. She's a babbling moron, and I'm glad she's getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Brigitte Macron are reportedly suing Candace Owens for defamation.
Good. So sick of this broad running her mouth.
Over her claims.
It's not because she's a woman, it's because she says stupid things.
France's first lady was born a male. In the lawsuit filed in a Delaware Superior Court on July 23rd, the pair claim Owens started a, quote, campaign of global humiliation and relentless bullying, according to NBC News. One example they reportedly use in the defamation suit is that Owens claimed the First Lady of France was born a male under the name Jean-Michel Tournu.
What if you were born Jake Owens? I don't know. You're a moron.
Which NBC News reports is actually the name of her older brother.
What if she wants to be a guy? A lot of times these conservatives, because I've worked with them, when they have to talk about other people, they're projecting that they want to be those other people.
Quote, every time the Macrons leave their home, they do so knowing that countless people have heard and many believe these vile fabrications.
Stupid MAGA.
It is invasive, dehumanizing, and deeply unjust.
That is.
The complaint said as reported by NBC News. As a result, the President and First Lady of France are seeking an unspecified amount of compensatory and punitive damages per NBC News.
All they need to do is have her take a DNA test. DNA! And then have Candace take one. To have a DNA test like Lizzo says, that she's that bitch!
Access Hollywood has reached out to Owens and the Macrons for comment.
But hasn't heard back, like true MAGA. They hide behind their words!
This is the latest defamation lawsuit from a global leader. President Donald Trump has filed several defamation suits over the past months.
Because he's a baby.
Most recently against the Wall Street Journal for... It's reporting that the commander-in-chief allegedly composed a lewd 50th birthday card for Jeffrey Epstein in 2003.
You probably did. Here's the thing. What I love about MAGA is they can talk about everybody else, but when someone talks about them, they're babies. Bunch of babies.
Which Trump denies.
Of course he's going to deny it. What's he going to say? Oh, I love kids.
TikTok, Toxic Juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Brian Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums miss it. Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM. Shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone life buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speakers silent, time of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we always smell it. Poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Doors closing.